Did you know that only 1% of all abortions occur because of rape or incest? 6% of abortions occur because of potential health problems regarding either the mother or the child. And 93% of all abortions occur for social reasons, the child unwanted or inconvenient. America, is that how abortion is sold to you? Now, while Obama has been advocating the legalization of abortion on demand by anyone who wants one, we thought you might want to know who the abortion agenda is aimed at. Margaret Sanger was the founder of Planned Parenthood, and she had some interesting things to say. On blacks, immigrants, and indigents, she refers to them as human weeds, reckless breeders, spawning, human beings who should have never been born. On sterilization and racial purification, Margaret Sanger believed that for the purpose of racial purification, couples should be rewarded who choose sterilization. And on the rights of the handicapped, mentally ill, and racial minorities, Margaret Sanger said, "More children from the fit, less from the unfit. That is the chief aim of birth control." And now, what I wanted Obama to understand. Margaret Sanger said on the extermination of blacks, "The minister's work is also important and should be trained, perhaps by the Federation, as to our ideals and the goal that we hope to reach. We don't want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister, Obama, is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members." Now, folks, consider this. Would you consider an abortion in these four situations? Number one, the father is sick, the mother has TB. They have four children, the first is blind, the second dead, the third is deaf, and the fourth has TB as well. The mother finds out that she's pregnant again, and given the extreme situation, would you recommend an abortion? Because if you would have killed Beethoven. Number two, would you consider an abortion in this situation? A man raped a 13-year-old black girl and she got pregnant. If you were her parents, would you consider recommending an abortion? Because if you would have, you would have killed Ethel Waters, the great black gospel singer. What of this one? Would you consider an abortion in this situation? There's a preacher and wife who are very, very poor. They already have 14 kids. The mother finds out that she's pregnant with the 15th child. They're living in tremendous poverty. Now, considering their poverty and the excessive world population, would you consider recommending an abortion? Because if you would have, you would have killed John Wesley, one of the great field preachers of all times. Now, finally, would you consider an abortion in this situation? A teenage girl is pregnant. She is not married. Her fiancé is not the father of the baby, and he is very upset. Would you recommend an abortion in this situation? Because if you would have recommended an abortion in this situation, you would have murdered Jesus Christ, the Son of God. If I can end this in proper perspective, I think it's interesting for those that advocate abortion on demand that they're here to talk about their mother making the right choice in their particular situations, yet they call it a choice today to go ahead and abort and kill their babies without a second thought. Now, folks, God only knows who they have had aborted. Now, folks, consider this. Would you consider an abortion in these four situations? Number one, the father is sick, the mother has TB. They have four children, the first is blind, the second dead, the third is deaf, and the fourth has TB as well. The mother finds out that she's pregnant again, and given the extreme situation, would you recommend an abortion? Because if you would have, you would have killed Beethoven. Number two, would you consider an abortion in this situation? A man raped a 13-year-old black girl and she got pregnant. If you were her parents, would you consider recommending an abortion? Because if you would have, you would have killed Ethel Waters, the great black.
How is God glorified in us and we in him? By his grace. What does his grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who was given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Okay, so I just got a moment, and I want to throw this at you. I'm not making any of this up, okay? How heavy is the censorship concerning those that are trying to get the truth out to you? Because it's happening all over the country. Remember, when free speech is censored, that's the first move by a dictatorial government to shut that country down. It's what's at play in America today in a big way. I just seen an event that they're having out in Florida today where they're trying to circumvent the obviousness of what's going on with big tech companies. And one of the things that was proposed by my friend Alex Newman from Florida there is that if you're expecting big tech, Facebook, X, YouTube, the list goes on. Vimeo is another part of the problem. The mainstream media, if you're expecting them to help your cause and get your message out there, it's never going to happen. Well, it's not that they're not helping you, friends. It's taking it a step further by actually suppressing you. And they're suppressing free speech. I just want to say this again. I know people think that it sounds like Bradley Dean is whining. I'm not whining at all. I'm trying to warn you that this is aimed not just at me. It's aimed at you. Now, I'm going to say all that to make this point. What happened is our statistics and analytics came up on the back of our Rumble page. Okay, because going over to my Facebook page, I just want to reiterate this. This is all for the legal record, okay? I have 15,000 followers just on that page, and you only have a 5,000 limit, okay? I have 375 following, it says, and on top of that, then I have another, I'm showing all these numbers to you on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. Then I have 4,951 added on top of the numbers that I just gave you. But yet somehow or another, there's one or two people that are allowed to go onto that page. Now, let me go over to Rumble. Because you all the while know that Sons of Liberty Media in the third month was tipping on over 1 million unique visitors within 3 months. Okay, the first month was 750,000. The second month was 850,000. Once Google seen that we were effective, they shut us down. They pulled the rug, figuratively speaking. Okay, Now, what happened is YouTube pages were pulled, okay, along with our Facebook posts, which we had about a million followers. We were tipping into a million followers in a short period of time. I was getting 600 friend requests a day. When you become effective like that, people, and you're an absolute kind of a black and white guy that I am, they can't have that in their system. But I want to tell you, the system they have right now, that's how it was started, by men who were absolute. See, what happened is they've hijacked the system and they think now it's theirs. You know, it's one of the things that we talk about continuously over here is how our rights come from the Lord. They don't come from the generosity of the state, because those that occupy office, they work for us through delegated authority, through this limited representative state and government in which we have in the United States of America concerning our constitutional republic. You're all with me. I know you are, right? But isn't it interesting that they're acting through their good graces? They want us to believe that there are certain things we can say and there are certain things we can't do, yet we're not the ones that are being subversive to the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws that are founded upon common law in the United States. They are. America, you have to understand something. And let me address the Americans. You need to understand that they have the roles completely backwards, and so do you if you're submitting to this nonsense. And you're required nowhere to submit to tyranny in any sense or any form whatsoever in this country. But again, what's happening is they're watering down what can be said, what cannot be said, according to them, arbitrarily, as if to suggest the point of reference in law is no longer the Lord, the living God, but now it has become them in the Supreme Court. It's completely backwards. Now, let me go make this point before I come up on my hard break here. So I'm on my status by accident and on analytics, okay? And for the record, this week, I wrote a letter to Rumble telling them to explain what's going on over on our channel, because we're seeing a lot of similarities between Rumble and that of YouTube and Facebook, and the list goes on. So I sent it out the first day, nothing. Sent it out the second day, nothing. Sent it on the third day, no response. Now, this is what I want you to catch. On my status and on my analytics, on the back page, I want you to listen to this, because this is highly offensive, and it should be highly offensive to you, because, friends, again, it's aimed at you. Okay? Listen. Since we've been on YouTube, or I'm sorry, Rumble, forgive me. The stats and analytics on the back end tell us that all-time views with me and Tim's show, you ready for this? 226,424,761 views. And you know how many active subscribers they claim that we have out of those 226 million people that have viewed our page? 4 active subscribers. Folks, you have to understand that guys like me, ministries like this one, are a direct threat to the tyrants that mean to overthrow who you are as a people. Now, does that put me in a position of hopelessness? Absolutely not. But it should show the people how effective this ministry is, that they're so afraid of us that this is what they have to do. But again, I'm relaying this to you, the people, because this is a threat aimed at you, and I'm also keeping this for the lawful record, okay? Now, folks, we're going to be getting to a lot again in this short hour. It's the fastest hour, actually, in or on national radio. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. If you want to call in at any time, we would love to have you call. Give us your thoughts, pro or con, it matters not, Jude 3 and 4. That number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. We'll be right back after this hard break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSradio.com.
It's almost...
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. We're going to get right to it. Last week, I was getting to the point of, you know, what was permissible and what's impermissible concerning what it is you call American government today again. And it's interesting how they've completely reversed the roles on the American people, enslaving the people who have not obeyed God. And that's exactly why they procured judgment unto themselves, that they would be called slaves in so many different ways. Now, what I'm talking about is, you know, basically you can't do this to eagle eggs, you can't do this to whales, you can't do this to plants at state parks, but it's permissible according to this tyrannical, arbitrary government, a bunch of despots who think that they're God and they are the point of reference to all rule of law in the United States of America. They illegally sanctioned what? The murder of children, up to the equivalence of 3,000 to 4,000 per day, okay? This is what the people exchanged it for. When the Lord said, thou shall not murder, that's exactly what he meant. And he also said, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. So it went from thou shall not to the government, the people leaving off God, wickedly departing from the Lord and saying to corruption, yeah, you're right. I guess you're right. We'll just go ahead and take it on. You know, after all, I'm not responsible for having an abortion. I'm not murdering my own child. Some other girl is, her blood is on her own head. Nonsense. That's not scripture. I'll show that to you in just a moment. So going fast forward, I also highlighted a girl named Nicole Breecroft, a 17-year-old student at Tartan High School who has stabbed her baby girl in a laundry room over 135 times. Now, I want to ask you the question. Who taught Nicole Breecroft, this 17-year-old girl at Tartan High School, that it was okay to murder her baby, to slice up her baby using a knife and stabbing her child over 137 times? Who taught her that that was okay? The Supreme Court did. Those that illegally sanctioned the murder of children did. But isn't it interesting how it works for them when they mean it to work for them? Now, what am I talking about? Did you know that the Supreme Court said that if you murder a woman that has a baby inside of her womb, it's called, or it would be considered double homicide? Did you know that? See, but when Planned Parenthood and corruption in the halls of government make money, blood money, off the shedding of innocent baby parts or innocent bodies, namely babies that have been wonderfully created by the living God, it's interesting when they can make profit off it, somehow or another, it seems to be acceptable. Now, go back to Nicole for a moment. Nicole was told that when she got to the hospital, instead of slicing her baby up and stabbing her baby 137 times, friends, what she could have did is dropped the baby off at the hospital, and she could have had what they call doctors go ahead and have aborted the baby for her. And somehow or another, when Nicole did it, it was a crime. But when they're the slaughterhouse is filled with these mass murderers that call themselves doctors, when they dissect the baby and sell the baby parts on the black market, somehow or another, that's okay. Now, some may say, well, this is a reflection of how sick these people are. Oh, I totally agree 100%. It's a reflection of what the American people tolerate as accomplices to the crimes. Again, folks, if there is one reason, if you want to look at the tip of the iceberg so far in our country as to what's offended the Most High God, it's the American people tolerating murder of its own children. You've lost your soul. And in many cases, you've lost your wits. You've lost conscience. You've allowed corruption to sear your conscience, friends. Now, I want to say this because when I'm doing high schools, when I'm doing colleges, whatever the case is, what I'll do is I'll show them what these said doctors are doing. And P.S., posted script, several times when I'm sharing this information, I will have nurses and doctors come out of the midst of the crowd, and they'll tell me what you said is exactly right, and they'll also tell me of their own personal experiences. For example, I was talking about the topic of them murdering babies and saying it's legalized somehow or another, which it is not. It's null and void. It's nugatory. It's a crime, friends, regardless of who commits the crime. And the fact of the matter is the nurse comes over and tells me, you know, one of the things that they used to do is they used to take babies, they would come out of the mother's womb, and they would literally take the babies, cut the cords, and then put them up on top of the shelf until the child expired. Isn't that crazy? Or what they might do, and I shared this with you on Friday, what they might also do is take a needle, a thick needle, and put saline in it, salt in it, and then jam it in the back of the baby's head in America. And what they'll do is they'll inject the saline into the baby's body. And what it does is it just kills the baby instantly. And those babies, what's interesting to note about those little guys and those little girls is you can see they're pale white and there's black blotches all over their body from the saline. I've also had nurses tell me that they used to take the babies and they would put them in bags to overflow and they'd throw them in the garbage can in the back of the what they call abortion clinics. Huh. You know, I got some images right in front of me right now, friends, where the babies are completely beheaded. They're completely dissected. You know, Barack Obama wanted to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb, which, by the way, it's all aimed at blacks and Hispanic, for those that didn't know. So they had to use a minister that was a part of the Federation abortion to murder their own children. So they used Barack Obama, who voted over 202 times within 142 days of being in Senate. He took the time to make sure that he voted 202 times to make sure babies were murdered in the womb. The American people somehow or another thought they were in good hands with a foreigner sodomite criminal like Barack Obama, who violated and transgressed and desecrated the blood of our fallen soldiers over 1,186 times. and the American people let him do it. Oh, I wanted to tell you too, Barack Hussein Obama, he's out there kicking the campaign trail again. He's still out there doing the same things he's always done. Oh, and don't forget about Donald Trump, where I showed you last week, friends, the mainstream media actually took the time and told you, they're not hiding anything. Folks, they took the time to tell you that Donald Trump, the most pro-life president ever in the history of America, said he, which makes absolutely no sense, like 98% of all the things that he says, but he's got to contribute himself or accredit himself or give himself accolade as nobody has done it better than him. He's an embarrassment. He's a scoundrel is what he is. But he took over $600 million more a year than Barack Obama, and he added it to the coffer to make sure babies were murdered. But because Donald said he was the most pro-life president, his worshipers and his idolaters seemed to fall in line with what he said rather than to fall in line with what Jesus said and how you are to judge a man according to his fruit. Matthew 7, 16 and 20. Okay. One more thing. Barack Obama, when he was mysteriously installed into Senate and then into the presidency of corporate America, mysteriously, and I mean to say that, and I mean to say installed, it's interesting that while he was there for the 142 days, he also made sure, he voted two times to make sure that if the baby got out of the womb, that there would be a second abortionist, they call him, to snuff that baby out. Folks, there's accounts of little babies that have been born, and what they'll do is they'll take scissors and jam them in the back of the skull of the baby, and then they'll throw them inside of the toilets and let them bleed out. Matter of fact, my friend was an actor in the movie Gosnell. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. Because that's a reality people want. Isn't it also interesting that they normalize this somehow or another under the noses of the American people, which is aimed at the young people? They rename it. They call it infanticide. They don't call it for what it is, murder in the face of God. And somehow or another, the young people don't even know what it is. They just think it's a fetus, which, by the way, in Latin means little one. And they're told that it's not even a baby yet. But when you show them pictures, they all the well know what it's about, and they're asking the question, why did the older generation tolerate this? But you know what really gets me more than anything is when I look at this, and I hit this up right before the end of last Friday's show, but it was so important that I come back to it again that I want to highlight this, okay? Because what bothers me more than anything is when you see them, namely those that call themselves Christians, which are unchristian, okay, stand around the coffin of one of these little people that have been sailing to death, like the visual that I have in front of me right now, in a coffin where they're standing around the coffin praying over the little one. And people have the audacity to put me into question and say, Bradley, why are you so worked up about what's going on in your country? I want to tell you why. Because I see the price paid for the freedoms that I have. And I see the unwillingness of those that call themselves Christians, who claim to be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, who died for the sins of the world, to stand up for the little ones. I mean, folks, this is history repeating itself, isn't it? Isn't this what the Pharaoh did concerning the raising up of Moses? He wanted to kill all children, two and younger. Isn't that what they did when Jesus was born under Herod? Oh, it's exactly what happened. And it's happening again. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, "I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error." Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, "With reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter, nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost."
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
(clears throat) 281-845-4704. I see that call. Just hold on with me, my friend. 281-845-4704. I was just highlighting the inaction of the unchristians that claim to be what they are not. And I was just talking about how they'll take these little people. And I'll tell you what, folks, every time I look at these little guys and these little girls, it gets me to the core. And I want to tell you why it gets me to the core, because it's the heart of the Father. That love is spiritual. That's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. It is not a carnal love. Carnal love just looks at this and just overpasses its obligations in concerning the commandments of God, as if to suggest they're not aimed at them. And what I'm talking about is the murder of over 80 million babies since 1973. 80 million. Okay? Now, I want to say this because when I look at these little people in the casket, here I see a bunch of men standing around these babies that have been murdered by those that we would want to call are responsible for the genocide. I'm not going to call them doctors. That's what they want to be called. They're not called doctors, friends. They're murderers. Back in the 30s and the 40s, when the world found out what the Third Reich was doing to unborn children, there was a worldwide outcry. And somehow or another, it's okay in America. And some people want to know, you know, how is it that God allowed, let's go back to that particular time for a moment. How is it that God sat back and allowed all those people to be genocided during that particular time? And then what they do is they've been taught through the revisionists and the modern historians, right? There's nothing so false as modern history, said John Adams. He's exactly right. But let's pretend. Let's just pretend like what we've been told is absolutely true. And let's pretend that those 12 million people were actually genocided. They were murdered by a monster with a little short mustache. Okay, let's just go along with it. And in saying that, I posted not too long ago how people will look at him and they will say to themselves that somehow or another he was this monster, this animal, this beast, this devil. Well, you're right. Right? You're absolutely right. But what's crazy about it, that was only 6 to 12 million people that were genocided in the name of government. Yet in America, and that was during the wartime. But yet in America since the 1973s, during peacetime, they call it. It's false peace because of the false prophets and the hirelings that you've tolerated in the pulpits in America today. That's what the problem is. They're a judgment upon the people that put them up to listen to them in the first place. But the reason I'm saying that is 80 million people. Hey, folks, what that guy did, or what we've been told that he did, is a drop in the bucket compared to what the American people have tolerated in peace times. And if you read Daniel 8:25, by the way, do yourself a favor and read it, because that's how the enemy destroys. They destroy through peace. And that's what's happening in America today. There's a genocide going on. If it's not the created virus that they called, this plandemic that they created, and then they created the pill and the jam was their experimental jabs to it was the kill jab, right? If it's not that and still seeing people fall over all day long, then it's the babies that are forcefully. And folks, just think about it. They're getting paid by these girls to murder their children by the government using your money to do it. Isn't that insane? But here's the good news, and I'm being facetious, of course. Well, at least we got our men in America today standing around the coffin after they're murdered to pray for them. How long are the American people going to sit back and hide behind prayer? I mean, David prayed too, friends, but he went out to the field and he took on Goliath, didn't he? 1 Samuel 17, yes, he did. Last week, I told you that they're giving out concerning Orlando's Women's Center, they're giving out $50 coupons valid for abortion services. That's how encouraged they've been by the men that stand around after the babies have been murdered. At least they're praying for them. And somehow or another, they justify themselves as if to suggest it's not their responsibility as to what they're allegedly praying for. The Bible says clearly in 28 of Proverbs, if they don't listen to the Lord's law, their prayers are an abomination. They're cursed. This is what I didn't get to. The most merciful thing that a large family does for one of its members is to kill it. On blacks, immigrants, and indigents, human weeds, reckless breeders, spawning, human beings who should have never been born. Does this sound familiar? This woman, if you want to call her this witch, took the time to go preach to the KKK, a bunch of women and men dressed up as clowns in white robes, preaching eugenics to murder, to genocide. This witch also said, her name is Margaret Sanger, founder of what you and me know as what they call Planned Parenthood. Pay attention to the name. She said, on the extermination of the blacks, we don't want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, she said, if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. The minister's work is also important, and he should be trained, perhaps, by the Federation as to our ideals, the goal we hope to reach. So who did they pick? Every president that we can remember that calls himself a Republican, which you have been taught to believe, defined and cast into your minds as the good guys. Which one of them hasn't said they would put a stop to abortion? And then the question is which one has? Do you guys remember U.S. Supreme Court Justice Tony Scalia, who died in 2016. I remember I was in D.C. when it happened. Do you know that he said that the Constitution contains no right to abortion? How are you going to justify this, American people? You're not going to. You're just not going to. Remember Ruth Bader Ginsburg, this other witch? And that's exactly what she was. And they're installed to do what they do. She said, frankly, concerning the topic of murdering children, I thought that at the time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of. She should have been indicted right there on the spot. But no. Nobody wanted to take the time, and I'm talking about the masses of the government, namely the American people, to hold those few criminals accountable for their crimes. They would rather stand back and pray for the 80 million that had been murdered that they could have prevented from being murdered if they had taken the time to do it. But how do they justify it? How do they justify it in the eyes and in the ears of the appeasers, namely those that call themselves Christians that are praying that the Lord stops abortion? Oh, and P.S., remember that your DOJ, your Department of Injustice today, now takes grandmas that are trying to preserve life, stopping young ladies going in and having their babies dissected out of their body, murdered in their wombs. Now the DOJ, they take those grandmas and they throw them in jail. You haven't figured out yet, Americans, it's aimed at you. And you better bet your bottom dollar what I'm telling you is spot on. Justifying abortion through a lie. This is how they try to convince people it's okay. Rape or incest, you ready for this? 1%. Potential health problems with the mother or the child? 6%. Is that how it's sold to you, friends? No. They lie to you. They say that, no, you know, 90, 93, 95% of it is all rape or incest or potential health problems. No, the opposite is true. You want the actual statistic? 93% of all the children murdered in wombs within their mothers in America today are for social reasons, unwanted or inconvenient. Boy, that's insane to me. That's insane to me. I'm going to take John really quick. John, thanks for hanging on, my friend. Just trying to get to this point because it aggravates me to no end. It's all yours, my friend.
Yes, sir. I totally agree. With what they're doing with, you know, I mean, I believe in the original Aramaic in regards to the Ten Commandments. It is the word, thou shalt not murder, not
kill.
That's
right. That's right.
And so I was an embalmer's apprentice for a long time. And I've had to do things as an embalmer. So you kind of get a sense of mortality when you're a young man. But one thing I've noticed about the GOP, they do not want the argument of abortion to point the finger at the mother who was responsible for the murder of their child. They want to point to the doctors and the policy, et cetera, just to keep it all rolling.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you're right. You're spot on. And you're
breaks,
telling us of your experience.
My heart, brother.
Yep.
You know, I mean, if anybody has ever held a dead baby in their arms, they don't know.
Yeah. Isn't it something, John, how there seems to be when you see children, because I've known, I know people in the medical field. I know people that are EMTs. I know people that are police officers. I know people in the military. My brother was an EMT in the Air Force. And it's interesting how, you know, they can pretty much handle anything going on out there concerning, you know, accidents, so on and so forth, and what they see. But when they see kids, it just wrecks them.
That's why I didn't do it anymore. Once I had to do the shake and bake on a couple kids that burnt up in a closet.
Ooh.
I was like,
ooh.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's an honorable profession. I just didn't want to spend my whole life dealing with death.
Amen.
Know? But at the same time, you know, they all talk about the doctors and the you know, Roe v. Wade, and anyway, that lady didn't even abort her child, you know, I mean.
Yeah,
people don't know these things.
Yeah, right. We had her on the show, as a matter of fact, and it's interesting because she had shared with us, John, that when that all transpired, she said she was basically called out. She was approached by an attorney that would basically take it in, and she had no idea how she was being used until after the fact. And
well, Shakespeare said if we could get rid of all the Bairds, we'd be a much better world.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the call, John. I totally appreciate it, guy from down south. 281-845-4704. I'm going to come back and I'm going to play this video of this witch. And I want you to understand, this is the voice that your representatives have listened to for what, 50, 60 years in this country today. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
BBSradio.com.
I'm going to move on with this because I want to show you this video, and I want you to hear this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. This is the voice of a devil, and no joke. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, and that's exactly what this woman is appointed to do. It's also, we should all take note of this as well, that she's been around. She was around in the 30s blurting out her murderous scheme. So it wasn't, in somehow or another, she was being protected. And she was being protected, by the way, by the same people that are trying to sell you today, friends, that they're the victims. And I'll get to that in just a moment. But Margaret Sanger, she has been around for a long time. And why this woman wasn't put in an insane asylum somewhere bewilders all of us. And if we'd have did that, guess what? We'd have taken this voice and put it exactly where it needed to be, squelched out, censored. She's advocating for the murder of children. Directly. She wasn't hiding anything. This is just an excerpt. It's about 20 seconds long. This is Margaret Sanger. This is the voice they want you to believe speaks for all the women that are the victims of having children today. You ready for this? Listen.
The greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world that have disease from their parents, that have no chance in the world to be a human being, practically.
She's a disease. She's not a human being.
All sorts of things just mark when they're born. That, to me, is the greatest sin that people can commit.
The greatest sin people can commit are to have children. Oh, by the way, again, I got to add this. I just have to. Just being that absolutist, I guess, and I praise God for it. It's interesting that we have over, as I said, 18 million babies that have been murdered. Okay, there's literally a counter online where it's counting the babies as we're talking worldwide. No joke. Okay? And people want to know why they're under the judgments of God? Okay, here's your wake-up call. I've shared this with you before, but people are trying to figure out why they're being invaded by illegals that want to behead them and dismember them. Like in America, the equivalent of babies to the states that are now calling forth and alluring illegals treasonously into their country from the Middle East, namely Muslims, is 18 states. That's the equivalent of how many babies have been murdered. You want to talk about the exacting of a living God? Here, I want to make one more point. What bothers me is how not only do the people tolerate it in their country coming from those that, you know, folks, just like I've said before, during the pandemic, I said, these are the people that are telling you that they're going to give you free shots. Number one, people should be asking the question, free? No. It's not like they're writing out a check to make sure that this genocide is saw through. No. That money is ours. They're stealing our money and they're giving it to big pharmaceutical companies that were going out of business. They were going bankrupt and they're giving them to the pharmaceutical companies and saying, hey, listen, give free shots to the people because it's about their health. Well, we know that if it was truly about our health, friends, then, you know, one's just got to stop and ask the question, why are people having to put their house up and refinance their homes or sell their homes so they can go through chemotherapy? If it's really about our health, then why isn't it all paid for? And what I had to make concerning the point that was so, I don't want to use the word advantageous, but so pertinent during the time of the pandemic, is I said to the people, and you heard me, if you're still with me, these are the same people that are saying it's for your health, that are saying it's okay to murder your babies. And you haven't put two and two together yet? You really think they're looking out for your health? Really, people? I mean, there's something wrong with people when they can't put that together. But let me go fast forward. It's adding insult to injury, friends, when you allow these same people to be so emboldened in the murder of children that they start to basically sell to the sicker mind, the baser sort of reprobate out there that has murdered their child to wear t-shirts that say, when you stand up against them, stop the war on women. Stop the war on women. Isn't that insane? They really want you to believe that they're the victim. It's like the sodomites. It's like the Muslims. It's like the communists. And every other title that they can come up with, where they play the victims. Haven't you learned, friends, they're not the victims, they're the perpetrators of the crime? Well, this is a prime example. Stop the war on women. Quit beating up on us. It's our body, our choice. Wait a second. The Lord told you not to fornicate. Fornicate is having sex before marriage, because he said in 1 Corinthians 6:9 that no fornicator shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But they go, that young people do, turn on their televisions, or they go into a health class, into a school today, an indoctrination center, where the federal government is violating the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights by doing so. And what are they doing? They're perverting your children. They're perverting your children if you're that foolish enough to actually drop them off to be trained up by your sworn enemies within. What are they doing? They're planting seeds into your kids to fornicate. And when they go out and fornicate, they commit the act, then they're impregnated. And then when they're impregnated, the same people that taught them to go fornicate are also standing there saying, no, just go to the school counselor, school counselor. She's already waiting for you. She'll set it up where you don't even have to tell your parents. And what we'll do is we'll steal you away from the school and then we'll go murder the child. Don't worry about it. You don't have to pay for it. The state will pay for it. Who's the state? We are. Stop the war on women, really. That's how insane things have become. I want to stop right there, and I want to just kind of highlight something during this last 3 minutes of mine. You know, one of the things that I was watching today was a lot of what they call themselves Christian apologetics. And I think there's good things that these people say, but I think in a lot of ways they're not showing men their sin before God that they might repent. The good that I see from these Christian apologetics and those that are actually ministering in such a fashion, they would say, is the fact that they're untying thought patterns. And I think that's all good. But one of the things that I disagree with, and I always have, and I've even seen people out there that I would call my favorite, and I'm thankful that they're out on the streets doing what they're doing when they're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. But once they start to get caught up in debate, it really bothers me. Like, for example, abortion. There's no debate. Those college kids, those high school kids can sit there and say whatever they want to say, but they cannot justify it. And by the way, that's a very small portion of them. If you showed the majority of young people what an abortion really was, they'd be screaming at their parents saying, why have you allowed this to happen? So the parents are an accomplice to this crime as well of abortion. But what I'm saying is when you look at these people, they want to sit there and debate away the pith and the marrow and the fang, if you will, metaphorically speaking, from the Word of God. You know, the Bible says, thou shall not murder. And we all know what the appeasement of murder is, that the person that committed the act of murder, you're to take that person and deliver them up to the Lord by ending their life. That is the judgment and also teaches the fear of God to the innocent and the guilty, because there's consequence. Proverbs 16:6, right? When you tell somebody there's no debate, you can go ahead and try to circumvent the obvious all that you want to, but you better praise God that your dad and your mom obeyed God long enough for you to make entrance into this world and preserving your life, even up to this point concerning the way laws are structured. And the only people that ever complain about abortion in the first place are those that are born or those that are guilty of the act of aborting. And what they want to do is they want to step on their conscience and they want to get everybody else to be a part of the plan that they themselves are guilty of. Not a good plan. You know, it's interesting. The Lord said, thou shall not murder. Exodus 20:13. He also said in Proverbs 6:17 that the Lord hates hands that shed innocent blood. I'm here to tell you concerning that topic, out of all that Josiah did in fulfilling the Lord's plan, once he made a reference when the law of God was revealed to him, he tore his clothes and he enacted God's law throughout the land again. And he did everything that the Lord wanted him to do. But he said, for this one thing, In 2 Kings 24, he said, for all of that, I'm pleased, Josiah. That's what the Lord was saying to him. But he said for this, for the innocent blood that has been shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, the Lord will not pardon. There is no debating that, Christian apologetics. There is no debate. The line has been drawn in the sand. And maybe that's why people such as myself that hold to the commandments uncompromisingly and in an unadulterated way are hated. We'll talk to you in 20.